Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hi, my name is Jonah.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called
Yacht.
And we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
In the woods there grew a tree, and a fine, fine tree was he. And on that tree there was a limb, and on that limb there was a branch, and on that branch there was a nest, and in that nest there was an egg, and in that egg there was a bird, and from that bird a feather came, and of that feather was a bear. And on that bed there was a girl, and on that girl there was a man, and from that man there was a seed, and from that seed there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew a tree. From that man there was a sea, and from that sea there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew a tree. A man. From that man there was a sea, and from that sea there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew a tree.
There was a man, from that man there was a sea, and from that sea there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a dream, and from that dream
there grew a tree. Okay, hello. Is this plugged in? Headphones going up. There we go. Now I can hear myself. And you can hear me. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Maypole song from the Wicker Man soundtrack by Paul Giovanni. Paul Giovanni did the music for the Wicker Man, the original Wicker Man from 1973, I believe. Yes, an excellent, bizarre horror film that I highly recommend. I haven't seen the Nick Cage version from the early 2000s shot here in British Columbia, by Neil Labute, but I think that probably has its own merits. I think Nick Cage, it was sort of the breakout insane Nick Cage movie, but The Wicker Man from 1973, deeply creepy film with Christopher Lee, who was famous for being Dracula, Britt Eklund, who was, I think, Paul McCartney's girlfriend way back when, and it is very strange. And anytime my show happens to fall on May 1st, I like to play the Maypole song, as it represents the coming of spring. Welcome, spring. It feels pretty nice out there. Very warm and sunny. Lovely stuff. So that's going to be the first part of the show. Is going to be kind of a little bit of that. Just nice springtime music. Later, Lady Hawk are having a big anniversary show tomorrow night at the Biltmore, celebrating, I think, 15 years of touring and stuff like that. So I have a bit of a Lady Hawk set, and then a bunch of other great new stuff. So, you know, fasten your seatbelts, fasten your ear belts. Things are about to get crazy. Here is, to start us off, Erland Oy. My brother-in-law Isaac brought this to my attention. Swedish singer-songwriter, also in the band Kings of Convenience and Whitest Boy Alive. And he has done a solo song after spending some time in Italy. So this is written in Italian. It's called La Prima Estate, and it's a very effervescent video, and it's just a very nice springtime song, and thumbs up to Isaac for letting me know about it. Here is Erland Oy with La Prima Estate.
We'll be right back. CITR is proud to sponsor Seattle's own The Horde and the Harem in a co-headliner with local favorites, the Ruffle Feathers, at the Cobalt on Thursday, May 15. Tickets available at Zulu, Neptune, Highlife, and Red Cat Records, as well as Northern Tickets for $8 plus service charge, $12 at the door. For more band information, visit www.theruffledfeathers.com. Doors at 9. See you there.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Right, that was Eric's Trip with their song Spring from the album Love Terra. Very nice springy song. Before that, we heard The Lemon Drops from Chicago from the 60s. That was from Volume 4 of Nuggets, and that was the song I Live in the Springtime. Also nice spring song. And at the top there, we heard Erland Oi from Sweden with La Prima Estate. Very nice, very spring-like. As I mentioned, Lady Hawk is playing at the Biltmore tomorrow night. They're playing, this is a pretty good lineup, they're playing with Joel R.L. Phelps and the Downer Trio and Shotgun Jimmy, and they are celebrating 10, I said 15, should have said 10 years of being a band, and they've done a cross-Canada tour called Decade of Passive Aggression Tour, playing off of the Slayer live album, Decade of Aggression, which is great. I think they've had 4 albums out. They're a very solid local rock band. So I wanted to play a song from their album from last year, No Can Do, featuring a photo of the now no longer working and soon to be destroyed outdoor pool at UBC. So we're going to hear the song Evil Eye from that album. After that, I'm going to play a couple of Lady Hawk related rarities. I'm going to play Duffy and the Doubters after that. Duffy Dreiger is the lead singer of Lady Hawk. He had kind of a side project. They put out an excellent record called Scriptural Supplies, and that band was called Duffy and the Doubters. Then I'm going to play a song from a Nick Kurgovich penned prison musical that Duffy and I forget the name, but the drummer from Lady Hawk were in. So this is the cast recording of In the Yard Having Fun. I'll explain more about that after I play it. And then also a song that Duffy sang on the Gigi album, which was Nick Kurgovich's kind of show tunes, brill building pop record from a couple of years ago called Maintenant. So without any further ado, here is Lady Hawk from last year's No Can Do with Evil Eye, and go see them tomorrow night, and hopefully I'll be there too. Here we go. Another child of mine. Oh no, you lie.
bells and buzzer sound at ungodly hours.
You're adventure bound when you hit the shower.
Everyone around lacking superpowers, stuck like a pig in the big house.
Mothers curse our names, and when the TV's gone,
we're the ones they blame. When it goes down in pawn,
to most one and the same, beware the lonely con.
A cog in the rig they call the big house. Oh, the big house is its own civilization, where cons study litigation, in which to bewitch the courts, in the hope that when the case is due for review, they'll found a loophole or two to ensure an early parole goes through. You may find the lord within a 6x6 to avoid getting bored. And the river sticks, death is no small reward. When you're in a fix and toiling away in the big house.
Well, don't feel it's absurd to tell your family you're in Martha's Vineyard. To stay indefinitely if they take you for your word. Tell them you're happy driving your blue coupe de ville up to your big house.
It's par for the course in the big house. If you can make it in the joint, you can make it anywhere. Be you a punk or a square, trick or show, bless with savoir faire. If you've got a life shoulder, if you're in for a bit, your call if you want us to quit, for this is but the half of it.
Leave together, I dream of you. Oh. singing, come on, baby, show me a love that'll knock me off my feet. He's singing, come on, baby, show me a love that'll knock me off my feet. He's singing, come on, baby, show me a love that'll knock me off my feet.
All right, that was GG featuring Duffy Dreidegger and Ryan Peters, the singer and drummer for Lady Hawk. GG was a collaboration between Nick Kurgovich, known for his work with No Kids and To Bad Catholics and Boring and Piano, and also Colin, he ran the Hive Recording Studios, and I'm totally blanking on his last name. I'm sorry, Colin, not that you're listening. Before that, we heard a song from the cast recording of Nick Kurgovich's Prison Musical done by for the Push Festival 5 years ago, 2009. That was the song In the Big House. And the entire cast recording for In the Yard Having Fun, which is the musical, is up on the Nick Kurgovich Bandcamp. So if you look for nicholaskurgovich.bandcamp.com, actually all of this stuff is up there, and it's great. Before that, we heard Duffy and the Doubters with their song Planet of Vampires, and at the top, we heard Lady Hawk with Evil Eye. Yes. Moving on, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Up next, I'm going to play some Mac DeMarco. He has a new album out on Captured Tracks. It's called Salad Days. I think it's pretty good. And we're going to hear the song Let Her Go. Here is formerly of Edmonton, Vancouver, and Montreal, and now of Brooklyn, Mr. Mac DeMarco. Oh,
On Tuesday, May 6th at the Rio Theater, CITR is proud to partner up with the Doxa Documentary Festival to present Come Worry With Us, a film about the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, who have been making protest folk, free jazz, and neoclassical music for over 15 years. Having intentionally opted out of the corporate music industry for the DIY alternative, their sound and political convictions are imbued with a punk rock ethos and aesthetic. The film profiles violinist Jessica Moss and singer-songwriter Ephraim Manuk, a couple who decided to bring their toddler Ezra on tour. For more information about Come Worry With Us, go to doxafestival.ca. That's doxa, spelled D-O-X-A, festival.ca.
Bam!
Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Damn!
First you dig peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em. Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
Damn! Mother.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
All right, that was Coach Longlegs from St. John's, Newfoundland. their new EP, and that was a song, I Don't Want to Go Home, I Just Don't Want the Night to End. I think that's what it was called. It cuts off on the sheet that I have here. They're going to be playing Sled Island, which is great. David Barkley and co. Congrats to them. Before that, we heard Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti from the his first album, first proper album, The Doldrums. That was the song Until the Night Dies. And yeah, I played that in part because I finally found a copy of that on Record Store Day, and I recently bought it, so that's why. Before that, Shunken. It's the name of a singer named, or a singer-songwriter named Marina Sakamoto, originally from L.A., now living in New Zealand, and the EP is called Honey, Milk, and Blood. That was the song Wash You Away, and this was brought to my attention. Well, I met Marina years ago when it was still not weird to use Chat Roulette and Omegle and things like that, and we struck up a conversation. Her and her friend were there, and so I met her on that, and she was in a couple of bands, and so we were Facebook friends, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And now she's just recorded and put out this album, and it's fantastic. It's up on NME and lots of other music sites, and yeah, it's very cool. So congratulations to Marina, and check it out. She has an EP and then a collection of rarities up on her Bandcamp. And at the top, we heard Mac DeMarco from Salad Days. This weekend, in addition to that Lady Hawk show, Music Waste is having a warm-up kind of fundraiser thing at the Astoria Saturday night, and Soft Server playing, and then a bunch of other bands I don't really know. Tender Hearts, Get Over It, The Poles, Gender Dog, Stress Eating, and a brand new band playing their first show, The Flying Heads. So The Flying Heads are Hassan from Cult Babies and Bleeding Hearts, Mac Lowry, who was the drummer for Jay Arner, and Julian, who played synths and bass and stuff for Jay Arner and for Man Your Horse. So it's a pretty jammy band, and their first song is called 420 Was an Inside Job. So brace yourselves. Here we go. Here's The Flying Heads, part of the Music Waste warm-up happening this Saturday at the Astoria. We'll be right back. curse you, 38 second song. That was Gender Dog with the song Bad Dream Lady. Nice song. I don't mean to curse it. It just was caught me by surprise. Before that, we heard the Flying Heads with their song 420 Was an Inside Job. Go see both of those bands this Saturday at the Astoria for the Music Waste warm-up. And then Music Waste is happening June 5th to 8th, I believe, second weekend in June. Check it out. Thanks so much for listening to Dunkin's Donuts. You can hear the podcast at citr.ca and go to dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com for the playlist. And Hannah's up next with Chips and Dip. What more could you ask for? It's a great afternoon of programming. It's best foot forward. Hannah, Chips and Dip, you're in for a treat. I'm going to close out with a band called Cave Girl. They have a new EP that they're releasing next week. But I'm going to preview it. This is from the EP Not Well, Thank You, and their ode to Downton Abbey. Song's called Downton Abbey. Here we go. Hope you have a good weekend. Bye.
Your name is Kay. know your name. Your name is Pig.
I'm
Razor. Thanks for raising the pigs. Thanks for raising the pigs. The pigs.
The pigs.
I'm a weak man.
Arms rock twigs.
Twigs, twigs, twigs. Catfish mission. Something's wrong. She's got strong hands.
Working the land.
She's what everybody wants.
Chopping a bone.
Big hunch too. Felt like a sturdy canoe. Well, your lady is a sheep. Nice lady.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a fun, weird little song from Wet Face, the guy who is in Slam Dunk and Bank Robber. Good musician, but there's some weird stuff on there. Anyway, you just heard Dunkin's Donuts, very fun show. Now you're listening to Chips and Dip, and I'm your host, Hannah. I'm a little sick this week, so I might sound even weirder than I usually do. So bear with me, my voice is a little scratchy today. Anyway, there's some fun new music on the show today from Fontaine